Hi, everyone. Hey, this is Sue Marks with Food Thoughts. Hope you're doing well. Here we are. I think it's October. Oh, my goodness. Isn't that crazy? I've got a million recipes. They all look great. Here's the very first one. Bacon-wrapped cocktail sausages. Oh, my. Serves 6 to 8. So you need some vegetable oil for frying. 1 12-ounce package of mini smoked sausage, about 36. You want to pat those dry. 12 slices bacon cut crosswise into third strips. 1/2 cup pineapple preserves. 1/2 cup barbecue sauce. Heat 2 inches vegetable oil in a large wide pot over medium high heat until a deep fry thermometer registers 360 degrees. It's hot. Wrap each sausage with a piece of bacon and secure with a toothpick. Bring the preserves and barbecue sauce to a simmer in a small saucepan. Keep warm over low heat. Set a rack on a rimmed baking sheet. Working in batches, add the sausages to the hot oil and fry until the bacon is browned and crisp 3 to 4 minutes. Remove those to the prepared baking sheet using a slotted spoon. Return the oil to 360 degrees between batches. You want it to maintain that level of heat. Remove the toothpicks and toss the sausages with the pineapple barbecue sauce. Pretty cool, huh? Yep, I love that one. Here's a recipe. The Pioneer Woman, Ree Drummond. Tuna noodle casserole was the first dish my mom made after she got married. It took me years to perfect it. So this will serve 8 to 10. You're going to need kosher salt, 12 ounces wide egg noodles, 1 stick of salted butter plus more for baking for the baking dish, 1 medium onion diced, 6 ounces white button mushrooms finely chopped, 1/4 cup all-purpose flour, 3 cups whole milk, and you want to warm the milk, 1/2 cup dry sherry, freshly ground black pepper, 3 6.4-ounce packages of white albacore tuna in water and drained. If you have a cat, they're in luck. 1/4 cup finely chopped red bell pepper, 2 tablespoons minced fresh parsley, and finally 1/2 cup of panko breadcrumbs. Step 1, preheat the oven to 400. Bring a large pot of salted water to a boil. Add the egg noodles and cook as the label directs for al dente. Drain and set aside. Meanwhile, melt 4 tablespoons of butter in a large skillet over medium heat. Add the onion and cook until starting to soften, 3 to 4 minutes. Then add the mushrooms and cook, stirring for a couple of minutes until softened. Sprinkle the flour evenly over that mixture and stir so that the flour coats the onion and mushrooms thoroughly. Neat. Okay, cook, stirring until toasted, about 1 more minute. Now we're going to add the milk and sherry and whisk to combine. Cook the sauce, whisking until it's nice and thick, 3 to 4 minutes. Season with salt and pepper and stir. Adjust the seasoning to make sure the sauce is adequately salted. Add the tuna to the sauce and stir. Then stir in the bell pepper and 1 tablespoon of the parsley. Stir in the noodles until they're coated. Butter a 9 by 13 inch baking dish and transfer the noodle mixture to the dish. Melt the remaining 4 tablespoons butter in a bowl in the microwave. Combine that with the panko crumbs and remaining 1 tablespoon of parsley. Top the casserole with the panko mixture and bake until golden, 25 to 30 minutes. Next, if you all remember Valerie Bertinelli, kale and artichoke chicken casserole. This looks so great. And I've been on this binge. I guess maybe in the month of August, I found this. I think I was at Walmart. the spinach artichoke dip to die for. It is delicious. I don't know if anyone has it as good as theirs, but man, it's really good. I just make myself stop, but I loved it. So here we are back in the same realm. This will serve 8. This is a riff on artichoke dip. Yes, one of my favorite party dips, hearty and healthy. Yum. So kosher salt, 4 bunches of Tuscan kale, tough center stems removed, the leaves chopped into 2-inch pieces. 3 to 4 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil. 2 pounds skinless boneless chicken breast cut into 1/2-inch pieces. And you want to probably have those, if those came out of the freezer, that'd be a good way to cut them into the pieces, just smaller. Freshly ground black pepper. 1 large onion finely chopped. 1/4 cup all-purpose flour. 1.5 cups whole or 2% milk. 2 cups low-sodium chicken broth, 16 ounces frozen artichoke hearts thawed and roughly chopped, a pinch of cayenne pepper, 1/2 cup grated Parmesan cheese, some cooking spray, and 1/4 cup of panko. So bring a large pot of salted water to a boil. Add the kale and cook until tender, about 2 minutes. You want to drain that, squeeze out any moisture, and dry very well. Heat 3 tablespoons olive oil in a large nonstick skillet over medium-high heat. Season the chicken generously with salt and black pepper, then add to the skillet and cook, stirring occasionally until golden on some sides and most of the pink is no longer visible, probably about 4 minutes. The chicken will not be fully cooked, and that's fine. Transfer to a bowl using a slotted spoon. Reduce the heat to medium. Add another tablespoon of oil if the skillet is dry. Then add the onion. Season with a pinch each of salt and pepper. Cook, stirring occasionally until the onion is softened, about 4 minutes. Sprinkle the flour over the onion and cook, stirring 1 minute. Slowly pour in the milk, stirring constantly to dissolve the flour. Then stir in the chicken broth. Increase the heat to medium-high and bring to a simmer while stirring. Cook until slightly thickened, about 2 minutes. Season with another pinch each of salt and black pepper. Add the kale, artichokes, and cayenne to the sauce, then add the chicken and any collected juices. Cook, stirring until the kale and artichoke are hot and the chicken is just cooked through, about 4 minutes. Stir in 1/4 cup of the Parmesan cheese. Taste and adjust the seasoning if necessary. Preheat the broiler. Coat a 3/4 broiler-proof baking dish with cooking spray and add the casserole mixture. Top with a panko and remaining 1/4 cup of Parmesan cheese. Broil until golden in spots, about 3 minutes. Whew. Awesome. Doesn't that sound good? I think it does. Whew. Pork chops and applesauce. These are all kind of classic things right now. Let's see. Serves 4. For the applesauce, 2 pounds golden delicious apples peeled and chopped. 3 tablespoons sugar, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice. Beautiful. For the pork chops, 1 teaspoon paprika, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon dried sage, 4 bone-in pork chops, about 1/2 inch thick each, perhaps weighing as much as 6 ounces each. Kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 2 tablespoons vegetable oil, 1/2 cup low-sodium chicken broth, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 2 tablespoons cold unsalted butter, chopped fresh parsley for topping. Make the applesauce. Combine the apples, sugar, and 1/2 cup water in a large pot. Bring to simmer over medium-high heat. Reduce the heat to medium-low, cover, and cook, stirring occasionally until the apples are very tender but still juicy, about 15 minutes. Remove from the heat and stir in the lemon juice. Mash the apples with a fork or puree with an immersion blender or in a food processor for a smoother sauce. Transfer to a bowl and refrigerate at least 30 minutes. Meanwhile, make the pork chops. Mix the paprika, garlic powder, and sage in a small bowl. Season the pork chops with salt and pepper and rub all over with the paprika mixture. It's going to be great. Heat a large nonstick skillet over medium-high heat and add the vegetable oil. Then add the pork chops, reduce the heat to medium, and cook until medium brown on the bottom, about 3 minutes. Flip and cook again until browned on the other side and cook through 2 to 3 more minutes. Remove to a plate and pour off the drippings from the skillet. Add the chicken broth and lemon juice to the skillet and scrape up any browned bits from the bottom of the pan. Add any juices from the plate of pork to the skillet and simmer until the sauce is reduced by half, 2 to 3 minutes. Stir in the butter until smooth. Transfer the pork chops to a platter and top with the pan sauce. Sprinkle with parsley. Serve with the applesauce. I think by the time you finished all that, you would be very happy. Beautiful. Beans with turkey bacon. Cook 4 chopped slices of turkey bacon, 1 chopped onion, 3 chopped garlic cloves, and 2 teaspoons thyme in vegetable oil in a large skillet, stirring 5 minutes. Add 2 15-ounce cans of Great Northern beans, drained and rinsed, 1½ cups water, 1/2 cup ketchup, 1/3 cup maple syrup, 2 tablespoons yellow mustard, 1 tablespoon apple cider vinegar, and 1/2 teaspoon of pepper. Simmer over medium-low heat until thickened, about 20 minutes. Here's another easy. Grilled scallion potato salad. Brush 1 thickly sliced onion and 1 bunch of scallions with vegetable oil and season with salt. Grill over medium-high heat covered until tender. 2 minutes for the scallions and 10 minutes for the onion, and then chop. Boil 1½ pounds of halved small red skin potatoes until tender, 5 to 10 minutes. Drain and let cool. Mix 1/3 cup sour cream and 3 tablespoons each buttermilk and horseradish in a bowl. Stir in the potato, onion, and scallions. Season with salt and pepper. Woohoo, that sounds really good. I hope you're enjoying this. I think these sound really good. Check this one out. Bacon and egg spaghetti. Doesn't tell me how many servings. Okay, cook 1 pound of spaghetti as the label directs. Drain, reserving 1 cup cooking water. Meanwhile, sauté 6 chopped slices of thick-cut bacon in olive oil in a large pot over medium-high heat until crisp, 7 to 9 minutes. Add the spaghetti, 1/2 cup of cooking water, and 1/3 cup parmesan to this pot with the bacon. Cook, stirring until coated, adding more cooking water as needed. Season with salt and pepper. Fry 6 eggs in olive oil in a large nonstick skillet over medium heat until the whites are set, about 4 minutes. Season with salt and pepper. Top the pasta with the eggs and the chopped chives. Woohoo! Isn't that awesome? It's really pretty. And here's what I'm looking forward to making once the weather gets cold. Meatball, bean, and escarole soup. Serves 4. Let's see. 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil plus more for drizzling. 3 cloves garlic sliced. 2 carrots chopped. 1 red onion chopped. 2 teaspoons chopped fresh rosemary. 1 head of escarole roughly chopped, about 12 cups. 1 15-ounce can of cannellini beans. Do not drain them. 4 cups low-sodium chicken broth. Kosher salt and freshly ground pepper. 12 meatballs. Some grated Parmesan cheese for topping. And in a minute, I'll read you the recipe for the meatballs. Anyway, let's see. Heat the olive oil in a large pot or Dutch oven over medium-high heat. Add the garlic, carrots, red onion, and rosemary and cook, stirring until softened, about 5 minutes. Then stir in the escarole, the beans, and their liquid, chicken broth, 2 cups water, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and a few grinds of pepper. Increase the heat to high and bring to a boil. Reduce the heat then to medium-low and simmer until the vegetables are tender, about 10 more minutes. Gently stir in the meatballs and cook until warm through, about 5 minutes. Season with salt and pepper. Ladle into bowls and top with Parmesan and a few grinds of pepper. Drizzle with olive oil. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Can't wait. I love soup and when it's cold outside. It's awesome. And here are the make-ahead meatballs. These make about 30. The plan, make the meatballs, then let cool at least 20 minutes. Transfer the meatballs to a large storage container, cover and refrigerate for up to 5 days. Yeah, like they're going to last. I don't think so. Beef meatballs, cooking spray, 2 pounds of ground beef, 1/2 cup breadcrumbs, 1/2 cup milk, 2 large eggs, lightly beaten, 1 small onion, grated, 1 clove garlic, finely grated, 1/3 cup chopped fresh parsley, kosher salt, and freshly ground pepper. So preheat the oven at 450 degrees. Line 2 baking sheets with foil and coat with cooking spray. Combine the beef, breadcrumbs, milk, eggs, onion, garlic, parsley, 2 teaspoons salt, and 1/2 teaspoon pepper in a large bowl. Mix with your hands until combined. Form into 1.5-inch meatballs, about 30. Arrange the meatballs on the prepared baking sheets. Bake the meatballs until browned and cook through 12 to 15 minutes. So then you're going to add those, or you can, to this meatball bean and escarole soup. Won't that be delicious? Oof. Yes, yes. Wow. Here's another make-ahead dinner. The plan, make the pulled pork, then let it cool completely. Transfer to a storage container, cover, and refrigerate for up to 1 week. It's not going to last. So this will make about 6 cups. 2 teaspoons chili powder, some kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 1 3- to 4-pound boneless pork shoulder, trimmed of excess fat and cut into 4 pieces. Ask your deli for help on that. 2 tablespoons vegetable oil, 1 onion sliced, 4 cloves garlic smashed, and 2 bay leaves. Preheat the oven to 325 degrees. Combine the chili powder with 2 teaspoons salt and 1 teaspoon pepper in a small bowl and rub all over the pork. Heat the vegetable oil in a large Dutch oven over medium-high heat. Add the pork and cook, turning until browned on all sides, 4 to 7 minutes. Remove to a plate. Pour off all but about 1/2 tablespoon oil from the pot. Reduce the heat to medium and add the onion and garlic. Cook, stirring occasionally until softened, about 3 minutes. Add 1.5 cups water and scrape up any brown bits from the bottom of the pot. Add the bay leaves, then return the port to the pot. Bring to a simmer, then cover and transfer to the oven. Roast until the pork is very tender, 2 to 2.5 hours. Discard the bay leaves and shred the pork in the pot with 2 forks, discarding any large chunks of fat. Stir to combine with the onion, garlic, and any liquid. Season with salt and pepper. Is that beautiful? And if you want to kick that up a notch, here's the part of the plan they were talking about. Cajun pulled pork and grits. This serves 4. This could be delish. 4 tablespoons unsalted butter. 1 red bell pepper chopped. 1 onion chopped. 3 cloves of garlic chopped. 1 teaspoon Cajun seasoning. 2 cups pulled pork. 2 tablespoons tomato paste. 1 cup low-sodium chicken broth. 1 teaspoon Worcestershire sauce. Kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper. Some hot sauce to taste. 3/4 cup quick cooking grits. 2 scallions chopped. 1/4 cup fresh parsley roughly chopped. Okay, heat 2 tablespoons butter in a large nonstick skillet over medium-high heat. Add the bell pepper and onion and cook, stirring occasionally until the vegetables are softened and lightly browned. 8 to 10 minutes. Add the garlic, Cajun seasoning, and pork, and continue to cook, stirring until the garlic is softened and the pork is warmed through about 2 minutes. Push the pork mixture to one side of the skillet and add the tomato paste to the other side. Cook, stirring until dark red, about 1 minute. Add the chicken broth and Worcestershire sauce and simmer, stirring everything together until the sauce is slightly thickened, 2 to 3 minutes. Season with salt, pepper, and hot sauce. Meanwhile, bring 3 cups water to a simmer in a medium saucepan over high heat. Slowly whisk in the grits, 1 teaspoon salt, and 1/2 teaspoon pepper. Reduce the heat to medium low and cook, stirring occasionally until thickened, about 5 minutes. Stir in the remaining 2 tablespoons butter and the scallions. Divide the grits among shallow bowls and top with the pork mixture and sauce. Sprinkle with parsley and serve with more hot sauce. Whew. Gonna be spicy. But I love the pulled pork. Goodness, goodness, goodness. Here's another awesome recipe. And then I might have to leave. Okay, so this will serve 4. Vietnamese noodle salad with pulled pork. Serves 4. 8 ounces of rice vermicelli. 1/4 cup of rice vinegar. 3 tablespoons fresh lime juice. 3 tablespoons fish sauce. And you know what? That is a good investment to make. 2 tablespoons sugar. 1 large romaine lettuce heart chopped, about 6 cups. 2 cups shredded carrots. 1 seedless cucumber halved lengthwise and sliced. 2 to 2.5 cups. Lengthwise and sliced. That's a cucumber. And then 2 to 2.5 cups of the pulled pork. 1/2 cup of packed fresh mint and or basil, torn in large pieces. 1/3 cup salted peanuts, chopped. Some sriracha for topping. So bring a medium saucepan of water to a boil. Add the noodles, stir, and remove from the heat. Let sit until softened about 5 minutes. Drain and rinse under cold water. Drain well. Cut into shorter lengths using kitchen shears. Meanwhile, combine the vinegar, lime juice, fish sauce, sugar, and 2 tablespoons water in a small bowl and stir until the sugar is dissolved. Divide the lettuce among the bowls and top with the noodles, carrots, and cucumber. Set that aside. Cook the pork in a medium non-stick skillet over medium-high heat, stirring occasionally until hot and crisp about 8 minutes. Divide among the salads, drizzle with the dressing, and top with herbs and peanuts. You can drizzle with sriracha if you like. And that's it. Is this fantastic recipe? I'm all for trying new things like that. That sounds really good. The last thing I'm going to read, which I wanted to read last week and ran out of time. You know how that works. It happens all the time. Skillet peaches. Now I know we're past peach season. Toss fresh peaches with lemon juice and set aside. You can also substitute frozen, thawed peaches and omit the lemon juice unless you want the added flavor. So you can still do this. Melt butter in a skillet and add brown sugar, cinnamon, salt, and vanilla. Bring to a boil. Blend in bourbon, add peaches, cook, stirring regularly until peaches are well glazed. Spoon these over a pound cake, add a scoop of ice cream or a dab of whipped cream on the side, and drizzle pan juices on top. Oh, and here are the ingredients. I'm so sorry. This will make 4 to 6 servings. 1 pound frozen, thawed, or fresh peaches, about 4 medium, peeled, pitted, and sliced. 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice. 1/2 cup, that's 1 stick of unsalted butter. 3/4 cup packed light brown sugar. 1 teaspoon cinnamon. 1 pinch of salt. 2 teaspoons pure vanilla extract. 1/4 cup bourbon whiskey, and that's optional, but sounds awesome. Using fresh peaches, toss with lemon juice. If frozen, omit the lemon and set aside. Melt butter in skillet and add brown sugar, cinnamon, salt, and vanilla. Bring to a boil. Blend in the bourbon. Add the peaches. Cook, stirring regularly until peaches are well glazed. Serve as a side. Yes. If you're using frozen peaches, use 1 pound of no sugar added sliced peaches, thawed. Might also use juice or water in place of bourbon. Anyway, I think the peaches would be a great complement to the pulled pork. The pulled pork and grits. What else? Maybe that beans with turkey bacon? The kale and artichoke chicken casserole. So many things. And the tuna nuda casserole by Ree Drummond. Whew. Just awesome. And also the bacon wrapped cocktail sausages. See what you all can come up with. Based on all these great recipes. My mouth is watering. My stomach's going to start growling in a minute. And I have to go. So I will talk to you again soon. Thanks for listening, everyone. You all take care. And I'll talk to you again at Sue Marks with Food Thoughts. Bye-bye.